Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to check out Danger Is Our Business by Drucker. This is an India Pale Ale. I'm guessing it's collab with, I don't know if that's supposed to be, it looks like XIIL. I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't want to read it, but I do need to see if I can find an ABV. Yeah, in collaboration with, is it UXUL? I'm not sure. Malts, Pilsner, flaked oats, flaked wheat, carafoam, hops, HBC 586, Simcoe, cashmere, yeast, hop yeast, or house yeast. I do not see 7% ABV. There we go. I paid $4.29 for this. So let me get the sticker off. I did not look on the bottom for a date. Canned on 11/21/23. This is the beginning of 2024, so we are good. Little over a month old. No, not even. Yeah, a little over a month old. 6 weeks? 7 weeks? Six weeks. We'll go 6 weeks. There we go. I'm going to stop right there. So cashmere, funkiness, like dankness, I believe, is what I usually get out of there. I don't know when the last time was I had a cashmere beer. Head, off-white colored head, a little orange, translucent orange coming up from there. All small bubbles, about a finger of head. I was going to say milky yellow until I kind of dropped it down here. I'm going to go milky orange, light orange. Man. Are you guys, if it'll focus, there you go. Are you going light orange on that? I am. I was trying to see, I just had a beer that's kind of orange too, but this is definitely hazier, full haze, New England style. Yeah, I'm going to go orange, light milky orange. Let's go ahead and smell. I want to say like a combination of everything. Kind of a danky citrus fruit. Maybe on the fruit side, maybe like a pineapple, like that danky with a little pineapple bitterness in there, like getting into the white part of a pineapple where it's going to be a little bit more bitter than like a generic citrus. I would go orange, but I think I'm just thinking from the color, the milky orange color, like an Orange Julius, so I'm thinking orange. I would probably say just like a generic citrus. Yeah, but I would definitely go with like a bitter pineapple, a bitter, the middle part of a pineapple. Yeah, like a danky bitter pineapple. Let's go ahead and taste. It's like juice. It's like drinking juice. Like kind of a sweeter, I want to say like sweet tart. Like it's almost all sweetness. Like a fruity, a generic tropical fruit sweet tart with a little bit of orange rind, orange zest in the back, just a touch. Like, there's no carbonation at all in there. I mean, obviously, unless that one I just had was so overcarbed and it's still like in my brain. Like it needs some carbonation. I wouldn't say it's like drinking pulpy thick orange juice. Because it's more on the tropical fruit. Like if there was a tropical fruit sweet tart, that's what's in here, then some orange or even grapefruit rind zest. I'm really not getting that dankness in the taste like I was in the smell. Yeah, I'm still getting it. Pour some more in here. It's kind of weird. The flavors are good. I think it needs carbonation. Like, there's no carbonation in this beer at all. I mean, maybe that's what they were going for. If they were, they nailed it. Very low carbonation, but it's almost, like I said, like drinking thick, pulpy orange juice. I guess as I keep drinking it, I think that bitterness kind of keeps amping itself up. Like, it seems like to be, it's growing. Oops. I would still say perceived bitterness is low. Maybe 40, 35, 40. Something like that. Just a lot. It's a sweeter, I would say it's a sweeter New England IPA. It almost, I could, if somebody told me there was lactose in here, I would believe them. Excuse me. Obviously, I'm burping, but. Yeah, there's no carbonation in here. Yeah, and it doesn't tell us anything else anyway, so good. I want to give it a 4.25. Because I would honestly drink more of these, but I need them. 4.25. What's holding it back? Carbonation, and it's a little too sweet. I wish that sweetness was down for me. But let's go ahead and check on tap and see what other people are thinking. So none of my friends have had it. Almost 500 people have. 4.05. So, wow. What? Mango, peachy, bitter, orange, cherry. Really? I think they're just putting that on it. So in the description, because obviously this doesn't have it, it's calling out peachy O's. I don't know if those are just the peach rings, and mango and ripe cantaloupe. Light bitterness. Does it have? It doesn't tell us the IBUs. The crazy thing, if you've been watching my videos, I've always talked about Simcoe giving off that garlic onion, and I didn't say one single word about that. And I don't get it in this one. So. But I don't get peach and I don't get mango. Like I said, pineapple. And I don't know about that cherry. Caracara oranges and dark cherry. Tasting notes. Hey, it is what it is. Let's just see if people are saying stuff. Crisp orange rinds, mango, they're saying. Yeah. Everybody's going to taste something different. But yeah, if you're into beers like this, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, happy brewing.